rest of the story. The rest of the story. Authors of fiction attempt to portray the struggle between good and evil, preferring actual antithetical characterizations to moral abstractions. They'd rather represent good as somebody and evil as somebody. Melville demonstrated the eternal conflict through Billy Budd and Mr. Claggart, and Doyle through Sherlock Holmes and Dr. Moriarty. Once in a while, it happens in real life. Henry was a bad man. I mean a very bad man. In the days when the West was at its wildest, he was a robber, a killer, a leader of an outlaw army numbering almost 200 men. His lifelong nemesis was a very good man, a lawman, Marshall Plummer. Their real-life allegory is the rest of the story. Henry, as I say, was a man of savage instincts, evident at an early age. Barely 20, he killed a man in cold blood, the husband of a woman with whom he was involved. Henry was tried, he was convicted, he was imprisoned. Some said there wasn't a jail on earth that could hold him, and within several months he proved it. He joined an outlaw gang, highwaymen, stagecoach bandits. Killer Henry was robbing a stagecoach when he killed again, and they caught him again, and they jailed him again, and he broke out again. After a daring daylight jailbreak, he and a killer companion fled Nevada County, California, north to Oregon, then Idaho, eventually Montana. By 1863, the army of outlaws, of which he was the leader, had grown to almost 200 men. They were known, ironically, as the Innocents. The persistent nemesis, hot on Killer Henry's trail from the beginning, was this lawman named Plummer, originally Marshal of Nevada City, California. You would have liked Marshal Plummer. Far from the characteristic tough guy with a tin star, he was an intelligent, refined, affable. He was a gentleman. A respected Democratic assemblyman as well as town marshal. There's no telling how high he might have ascended the political ladder had he stayed in Nevada City. But he left it all behind in order to pursue Killer Henry. In 1863, Marshal Plummer became Sheriff Plummer. He was elected sheriff of Bannack, Montana. But then you see, Bannack and thereabouts had become the new territory of Killer Henry and his infamous gang. Sheriff Plummer knew. He had to know that it was only a matter of time. And as it turned out, bad man Henry's moment of truth was nearer than anyone might have imagined. The gallows caught up with him. January 10, 1864. He was hanged by the neck until dead. Born to die young and violently. He was 27. Henry and Sheriff Plummer were nemesis in the classical sense. Each was an executor of just punishment to the other. You see, Peace Officer Plummer, a gentleman of respectable polish for his Wild West profession, and this bloodthirsty bandit Killer Henry, whose band of 200 desperados terrorized the Northwest Territory, terrorized the whole area for 7 years. The good guy and the bad guy. These lifelong enemies, vicious personal enemies of inevitable proximity, comprised a real-life Jekyll and Hyde. For they were the same man. Lawman and lawless, Henry Plummer. Ultimately hanged by vigilantes on the very gallows which he as the sheriff had built. And now you know the rest of the story.